Good morning slash evening slash night, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you are located. It is your man's Mr. Parker with another podcast. Let me not even say another, with a podcast, because it's been a grip since I put one out. Just getting thoughts together, and I still want to do episodes where I bring on a lot of other people that a lot of these stories I tell you guys, you know, like I said, these are true stories, and I want to give you guys true examples and true stories of people that have not been in love or not wanted each other and are now either engaged or married. I want to bring those people on so you guys can see all the things I'm telling y'all are definitely possibilities. These are all things that with Christ can happen. So with this episode, people want me to bring up, so first off, I see it on Twitter. There's a poll going on about this movie, 365, DNA, whatever you want to call the dumb movie. I don't know what it is. But it's some movie on Netflix that a lot of people are mad about right now. A lot of men are mad about. So women, because they're not getting satisfied by their husbands, by their boyfriends, whatever it might be, they're taking matters into their own hands. And that's not a good sign. And now what I mean by that is they're watching this joint on Netflix that's like a soft porn. I guess it's some Arabian guy or Arab guy, something. I don't know what he is. But some guy, I guess he's very attractive, and he's just banging women in the whole movie. Like, that's literally what it is. And some people have told me that it's not that deep, and then some people have told me that it is a turn-on. And some, you know, like I said on Twitter when it was trending, a lot of people were saying that, a lot of women were saying that it's their satisfaction because they're not getting satisfaction in the bedroom. And so a thing that's been going on, a new study has came out. In the study, I'm going to read this off for you guys. Let me get the paper. Hold on. I actually have the paper of this. All right. Here we go. A new study has shown. This is through Twitter. That's my source. A new study has shown that compared to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, current 2000s, that now is the time of change for men. Men have now become, this is just the crazy thing, men have now become more woman dominant in things that women were more dominant in before. Now, what that means is things that women were great at before, known for, like the title that women had before, men are starting to take now. Meaning, stay-at-home men have risen 78% compared to, let me just give an example. I'm not going to go through all these. Compared to the 90s, where the men stayed at home at a 30%. Just take that equation. 30. So then in the early 2000s, it went up to 56%, right? Now, you see the number. That is ridiculous. That's the stay-at-home rate for men. It asked on who does dishes more. Men are now considered to be the dominant statistic on doing dishes. Men are now doing dishes 12% more than women, with women at 38 and men above that. 12% above that. That's crazy. But these ain't the numbers that that's crazy. The number I'm going to get into is the sex life. This is crazy. It says, when asked to have sex, in the 90s, I'm going to the 90s because the 50s and stuff, it was a whole different era. You know what I mean? Like those numbers, I wrote down the numbers from that are close to now. Like that aren't too far away. In the late 90s, early 2000s, when that was before this, even higher, the male rate was way higher. But now, in the 90s to the early 2000s, the refusal rate for sex from men were at a 10%. Meaning that 10% of the time, men were saying, I don't want to do it. 10%. I don't know who those men was, but they was crazy. 10%! 10% of the men in the world, when if a female went to him and said, baby, I want to do it. Husband, my husband, I want that. Give me that. At that time in the early 90s, 2000, it was only 10% that would say, nah, I'm not in the mood. For women, it was a 73%. 73% of the women would say, I don't feel like doing that. I don't feel like doing it right now. But that's understandable. They're female. Females go through, I know some females that probably will want to do it all the time. But a lot of females go through the phase of, I don't want to do it, or, you know, something's wrong with their body. It could be a lot of stuff. Like, women go through way more than us guys do. So I can understand the woman's perspective a lot more. But that's crazy. So let me give you guys the numbers now, because this is what made, this is why I said I got to cover this. The male rate now for refusal to sex is an alarming 18%. 18%. I'm lying. I wish it was. Because if it was 18%, I would feel better. You know what it is now for males? It is 82%. You mean to tell me 82% of these men out here are saying no now? Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have sex. So let's not get it twisted. That just means the fact that when a woman asks, the male immediately responds with a, I don't want to do it today. Or I don't want to do it right now. That doesn't mean they don't do it. It just means the fact that these men are even saying no. It's crazy. Men are getting bored out here, y'all. That's not good. Some women, what happened? Okay, so now let me get into my take on this, seeing these numbers. First off, I feel bad for the woman. Yes, men can say, well, they did it to us for years. If you want to play that role, that's gay to me. If you want to play the role and do that. Now, when I give these numbers, these are not just married. These are legitimate in general sex questions, like the in general Twitter poll. So this is people that aren't married and all this. But let me give you the married perspective on that. If you are married and you're married and you're not giving your significant other the biscuits, not giving them that lovemaking that's needed, a man's supposed to rest upon your bosoms. And men, you're supposed to rest upon the woman's bosom. And the woman's supposed to allow you to rest upon her bosom. You're supposed to be together and not separate for long. Because it creates rifts. Let me explain to you what that does. Any male or female that deprive the other one from sex, you are depriving that person. You're depriving everything from that person. You are making that person feel they are not worth it. They might think that it's because they're gaining weight. They might think because they don't look the same as when you first got together. Like I said, this is to marry people. They might think you're outside cheating. Because what's the one thing that happens? If you're outside cheating, then what happens is you don't want sex because you got some like 2-3 days before. So when women are out here on this poll with Twitter and they're watching this soft porn movie and they're watching 50 Shades of Grey without you, why do you think that is? I'll tell you why. Because you are not giving them the attention they want. They said that most of the women that watched that movie, first off, it was mostly women. They said most of them that watched that movie, they said they were in relationships. And the women are literally standing by that movie. It was trending on Twitter for like a good, I won't say 2 days. Most of the women are saying it's because they're not getting what they want in that bedroom. And these guys are refusing them nowadays. I've never heard of a man. I talked to this guy the other day, and he was mad at this girl. So he says, she ain't getting none. She ain't getting none? That's punishment for her? What about you? What? If you can even think like that, I got to question your man. I got to question you as a man. I got to say you're gay. I don't understand it. Men, you got to step up for your woman. Do things romantic. Go out. Go do something. I got podcasts talk about this. But don't refuse sex to your wife. Wives, don't refuse sex to your husband. It's just wrong. It don't make sense. It's disturbing. These numbers are hurting me. Me and my wife had problems in the earlier years with sex because her body was going through. But I understood that she's the female. It doesn't give her a pass, but she's the female. So when she was going through, I said, She got a whole bunch of stuff going on inside. She had my kids. She had two sons by me. Her body's going through changes and all that. So what we did was we prayed. And I'm telling you, men, you don't want it to get to the point where your woman says, you know what, I'm going to start getting items. If she gets like that, you're in the danger zone. Both of y'all, you're in the danger zone because you made her get that way. And she's in the danger zone because she literally is using things she ain't supposed to be using. Supposed to only be satisfied by a man, and he's only supposed to be satisfied by you. The question that a lot of people had is, if my man don't want me, do you think it's because I'm fat, or do you think it's because I gain weight? Well, that's the same thing. Do you think it's because I'm ugly now? Do you think it's because I'm losing hair? Do you think it's because I got hair on my body? Do you think there is no correct answer to that? Because once that man said, I do, he said, till sickness, till death, till all that do you apart. You can't switch up now. You can't switch up now. These men in this world, what this poll, what these movies and stuff have shown me is, these men in this world are becoming sorry. You need to embrace your wife every day as if she's something special. She is yours. Treat her like you did when you wanted her. There's no reason these women should be watching these movies and 50 Shades of Grey and all these because they're not satisfied right now. They said in that poll that 91% of the women that watched that movie are in a relationship. Now, like I said, that's regular relationship, not counting marriage. But you think there was a woman that was in that was married that watched it? There was a lot of married women that watched that. I've seen some women on there. I only watched it because my husband don't give me none, so this is my chance to get one off. What? What? What am I hearing? What is wrong with these men? Y'all men, there are men out there that would love to have your wife and would love to treat her right. Just think of how I said that. Just think about, do you want to even think of that? That another man comes in and swoops your wife up off her feet and shows her a good time? You don't want that. I know a lot of men, well, she don't do this or she's boring or that. Nah, man, you got to spice it up. I ain't talking about getting into character if that's what it takes for y'all to do that. But I ain't talking about getting in character and all that stuff. I'm saying spice it up as far as, baby, let's have us a good time. Me and my wife, we make sure we live in a house with 92 people almost. It ain't 92. Probably like 16. But we live in a house with a lot of people. And the one thing I make sure we do is make sure we get our time. Go out, get some ice cream. Go do something together. Spark something there. Because right now, the pilot ain't lit. If you have a boiler in your household pilot, and it goes out, the light goes out, you ain't got no hot water. So it ain't no hotness. You got to go downstairs and light that thing up. Light it up. Because right now, y'all men are getting me mad. Y'all are soft out here. What is going on with my man? Y'all making us look bad. Cut it out. Y'all crazy. And women, stop watching the movies. I understand you may pray. Throw a Bible at your man. Walk in that room and whip a Bible at his head and say, do me! Something. I remember Steve Harvey said, go in there with a robe while you watch ESPN. ESPN ain't on right now. So y'all men definitely ain't got nothing to do. Y'all men definitely ain't got nothing to do. So there's no reason you should be making love to your wife. That's all I got for this episode. I just want to say, y'all men got to step it up. Y'all are terrible out here. I don't know what you got to do. Go get a testosterone shot in your butt cheek. Whatever you got to do, please. Because y'all are embarrassing. Y'all embarrassing the men. Y'all making us look bad out here. It used to be the woman refusing. Y'all seen the percentages. That's it. Fix yourself. It's bad. That's all I got to say for this episode. Solution-wise, all I got to say is read your Bibles. Pray. You don't have to go to the toys and all that stuff. Just pray. Pray for your significant other. If a man's going through this with a woman and she's refusing, just pray. Pray. It takes two. It takes two, baby. Got to work together. But that's all I got. Love all y'all. Pray up. And check y'all later. Any more questions on this? I would definitely cover this again. And another. If you guys want more of this, I'll talk about it more. I ain't scared. I'll bring my wife on. That's all I got for today. Check y'all later. Peace.